Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rush back. He loads it. He hit it. Fumble. And the Cowboys try to pick it up. It's still live. And I think the Eagles have it outside the 20. The Eagles have it. First and 10 outside the 20. Another turnover created by Rush.
Unbelievable.
Charging in and making the hit.
That was Bryce Huff.
It was Huff, and it was Bourne with the recovery.
I see what you did there. You tried to get with the Bryce Huff and try to butter me up.
Yeah, we're kind of pulling at the emotional strings there.
No, I'm not there yet.
Because it is time to say goodbye to that take that defense is a luxury, not a necessity. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. And it's remarkable as we get set now for week 11 of the season. The Eagles are a team that came into the season with all this offense. And you look up, and Hugh Douglas, this is a defensive team. Are you ready to say it?
Mm-mm. Oh. Not yet.
Okay. Dying on that hill.
Maybe.
That hill's lonely now. It's getting lonelier.
No, it is. Lonely island.
Yeah, you're all by yourself. By the way, Ross Tucker joins us at 12:30.
I feel like we could do the full show with that music bed underneath.
I mean, it might be a little depressing after about a half hour straight.
Yeah, people get real yeah. In their feelings.
Yeah,
about
that's
that.
A lot. But we could. Every time Hugh speaks, this is underneath it.
Like, what is he talking about?
What's this guy saying?
He's an idiot.
Well, I understood when you've been doing this now for 2 straight years. I've been telling us that luxury, the necessity. The reality is this. This team would not be where they are right now if not this defense playing the way it is. It is obviously a necessity here. And they look like more of a defensive team right now but than an offensive team. But I know what you're going to say. Oh, they haven't played anybody yet.
I didn't use that exact wording. Because I've been dancing around that a little bit, but there is some validity to what you're saying, is that, you know, this is the NFL. You play who you play. And when you look around the division, the NFC, it's not a whole lot of teams that are separating themselves. And it's unfortunate for the Eagles that right now we don't have a proper measuring stick because we don't see too many of the teams that are the upper echelon teams. But I will say this, out of the four teams, excuse me, well, the fourth being the team that we're going to see this week on Thursday. Mm-hmm. We've played three upper echelon teams, air quotes, and we're 1-2 against them. And that's a fact. So for me, it's not like I know it sounds like I'm drinking a whole lot of haterade. That's not the case.
I mean, you got to put the haterade down.
Case. But as a defender, as a former defender, I'm going to invoke my old school former defender case. Is that when I look at, if I'm being realistic and honest with myself, I'm like, okay, yeah, we're playing well, but the true measuring stick is going to be when you play against the Commodores and you start seeing other teams like that, then, you know, you can start beating your chest a little bit. Because if you're being honest, you're beating the teams you're supposed to beat. I mean, you're beating the NFL teams that when you look back on the wake of the teams that you've played, you got one coach we got a couple coaches. Every coach that we've played against probably is going to get fired.
Yeah, I think we can be real that they've played some bottom teams. And we were joking this morning before the show, who's going to have the top pick in the draft? I think the Jaguars currently.
Jaguars are leading.
Like 5 of the top 10 picks or 11 picks right now are teams the Eagles have beat. I mean, that's just, it's the schedule so far. But what impresses me.
Yeah, you got to play who you got to play.
But what impresses me is they've made those teams look horrendous.
They've done their job.
Yeah, but they've done it. We saw the stat yesterday that they held the Cowboys 17 completions for less than 50 yards. It's only happened.
Rush had 45 yards.
It's only happened twice in NFL history. The Cowboys on Sunday and the Giants 3 weeks ago against the Eagles. So they're putting up historic numbers on defense.
45, yeah. Yeah.
They got the real 53 here in Midnight Green. His name is Zach Bond. And
yeah,
we got
Zach
that
Bond. Shout out to Zach Bond.
I mean, we might see more Bond 53s than Douglas 53s.
It might happen.
Soon.
They
yeah.
were just waiting for the right guy to retire
That's
the number
right.
on.
That's right. And now it's Bond.
Waiting for the right 53 to come around.
I just feel like, for the sake of this argument, he was completely ignoring the Bengals win.
I know.
A game that they weren't supposed
points.
To win. They were
points.
Underdogs.
Yep.
I'm not ignoring
against
that.
A good offense. Well, so here's sort of where if we hadn't had that game, and it was the Giants and the Cowboys and Cooper Rush and the Browns, I might be sitting here with you saying, let's see them do it against somebody legit. But no,
and
did.
And see, I didn't even say that. I didn't even use the word legit now.
Well, no, but you that, did the whole, like, some teams you're supposed to beat. We were underdogs in that game.
No, you're supposed to beat them. You're supposed to
run through
that.
No, we weren't. We were underdogs.
But here's
the
thing.
They were underdogs in the game, yeah.
Which teams, the teams, we haven't beat the teams that carry more weight for us, especially when we start talking about, we start talking about seeding.
So now it has to be an NFC opponent. But so,
I'm not moving the line. I'm just saying.
But you're only using your argument for the defensive side. They also haven't played any really good defenses. And the defense is ranked higher than the offense.
Yeah, they're not. And you know what? To that point, Joe, in the next couple of weeks, they ain't going to see no really good defenses.
They aren't.
That's just the nature of the NFL right now. And that is not lost on me. But when we start talking about, to me, when we start saying who is the reason why this, that, and the third is happening.
Defense.
Then it has to be, I can't give it to him just yet. Not
defense.
Just yet.
See, that's why I'm the defense player on this show. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly. So fly to Popeyes. Fly. Well, fly there. And you can fill up on wings and seven delicious
fly,
flavors.
Popeyes, fly.
From Popeyes. All right. As well as your phone calls here today at 215-592-9494. Today, and moving forward here on the Midday Show the rest of this week, it is ComboCon, and we're giving away what Hugh has dubbed the ultimate giveaway ever. Midday Show's ultimate tailgate giveaway. It's called ComboCon. Grand prize. Listen to this. I mean, this is incredible. Your chance to win a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, cornhole set, and giant Jenga, plus a Gerhardt smoker and a 55-inch TV. We'll give away the grand prize next week after we have all our qualifying winners. And today, if you win, you win the qualifying prize, which I'll tell you about in a second, and you're entered for the grand prize. So the qualifier, okay? We have 10 qualifiers, including one today. Today's winner will get two Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, a 32-ounce Jack Daniel's water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, original wood smoker chips, and a clear tote bag, all from Gerhardt's and Jack Daniel's, the ultimate tailgate giveaway. We're looking today for famous couples. We've had some good ones here. Shrek and Fiona, Jay-Z and Beyonce, Elvis and Priscilla, Bonnie and Clyde, Marilyn Monroe, Joe DiMaggio. Back to the phones, 215-592-9494. Right now, I mean, just think about, is this now a defensive team? That's the way I view it. I view the Eagles now as a defensive team. What's old is new again. It's like the old days here in Philadelphia, back when Hugh used to actually play defense.
When
and get
defense
sacks.
Mattered.
It matters now. Yeah. It matters a lot now. Or let's go to
trigger warning.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Hey, what's happening? Gillio, what's the dealio?
Big V, what's going on?
Look, first, let me address Hugh. Hugh, you know I love you, but
get him, Big V.
You've been dying on that hill more than a herd of cats with nine lives each.
How so, Big V? What facts did I bring to the table that you're disputing right now?
Not the fact. Your facts are valid in the right content. You keep saying we're not playing, you know, top-level teams, whatever the case may be. When we play them and we see them, then that metrics is therefore met, proven, or dismissed.
Oh, look at you. Look at Big V with the big old brain on his show.
Now bring it, Big V. Tell him why he's wrong.
Bring it on home, Big V.
However, you played in high school most of your life. Every coach has drilled in you one cliche. Offense gets the glory, but defense
wins championships.
There it is. Now we're getting back to business.
That used to hold weight back in the day, Big V. Yeah, don't hold weight no more.
The Kansas City Chiefs haven't lost in a year because of their defense.
That don't hold weight no more.
We saw it Sunday. The Eagles' defense won that game.
Big V.
Tell him.
Big V.
He's right.
Well, listen,
Big V. He's right.
I'm glad they got my combo before you guys hang up on me.
45 yards.
But
because of the defense. That's what stopped the Cowboys' offense.
49 yards in total.
So how are you not impressed?
Okay.
See, what Hugh's trying to do is save his beard. And it ain't going to happen, brother.
Oh, yeah.
But
I got skin in the game, Big V. I got skin in the game.
Two things can be right on the same subject.
What's that?
Not on the show.
Both point and negative. But here's the thing, and one of the callers brought it out. And in terms of Hugh saying defense is a luxury, and he's correct. Defense is a necessity. However, a luxury is a top-level defense that can shut down its opponent.
I agree with that. A luxury, most teams are not going to have the 2000 Ravens defense or the 2013 Seahawks defense, Legion of Boom. But you do need a good one. You don't need the best in the league, but you need a good one, and we got a good one.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Pretty,
They're pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. See, it's the wording. It's the wording bothers you.
It's the backhanded compliment.
It's not a backhand. See, that's the way you perceive it.
Well, you know what I could say with conviction? This offense is pretty good. They're supposed to be great, but they're pretty good.
This offense needs to be better. This offense is underachieving.
No, the offense is fine as long as we got a great defense.
But on the same note, we could say that the defense could be better. We could use a better edge rusher. But right now, we've got, and to answer your earlier question, Joe, are we a defensive team? Mm-hmm. I'd say that we are more of a perfectly balanced team.
Oh, see, that you got to be offense or defense, Big V.
we're trying to straddle the fence. You can't straddle the fence on this show.
No, we don't do that. All right, Big V, now, that's a good phone call. What do you got for us? Famous couple. Who you going with today?
I got Marilyn Monroe and the Yankee slugger himself, Joe DiMaggio.
It was already said, Big V. You got to give us another one. Got to give us another one.
It's hard to lock in on a two.
Okay, I'll give you another. Power couple. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
All right, that's good.
That's not bad.
It's a good pivot, Big V. Good pivot. All right, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. Yeah, you can't straddle the fence and be down the middle. Oh, they're both matter. Well, of course they both matter. It's football.
Well, every team has an identity.
Yes. You think when you think of that team.
Oh, don't go there because that's not going to go there. That way.
All right,
that's
let's
not
go then.
Go your way.
Well, let me give you this.
What's our identity?
The defense right
now. Play good defense. Control the clock and run the ball. Yeah. No,
I could not be worse over the last month.
No. When you say don't put run the ball in there because this is a running team.
No, I told you that they're able to be a running team because of their defense.
Yes.
No, the first thing, if you ask anybody within earshot of this station, they say if you could describe the Eagles in one word, they would say running football.
But
team.
The only way
you're missing the context.
The only way you can win as a running team is if you play high level defense. Let's go back to the Saints game. In the fourth quarter, remember when Saquon broke the run? 60-whatever yards for the touchdown? The game is 3-0 Saints at that point. If the game is 21-0 Saints, can the Eagles hand the ball to Saquon in the fourth quarter down 21? No. He's taken out of the game because they have to throw their way back in it. Their defense allowed Saquon to get that run.
We've benefited tremendously from some noodle. Now, I won't even say noodle arm. Inept quarterbacks for the last couple of weeks, Joe. I'm not trying to slight this defense.
You kind of
are. I'm not.
We all hear it.
But
we hear it.
But we've made teams one-dimensional, and we've made that dimension the one thing that Nan quarterback has been able to do for the last 3 weeks outside of Joe Burrow.
But they're making teams one-dimensional. That's the point.
Yeah, but the other dimension is they couldn't run the ball in the first place.
Like, I don't know seriously, I don't know that.
These offenses that we've faced in the last couple of weeks, they've been anemic.
Sure.
And I mean, it's one of those things where, again, don't mean to poo-poo on this defense because they're playing well. And I keep saying that. I keep prefacing that by saying that. This is going to be, by far, the biggest test this defense has this week.
I agree with that.
After
I'm
the
just, bye. I'm just saying they also
no
haven't played a very good defense yet. Like, how do I mean, using your premise that we're not like, what if – because I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it feels like your premise is the defense has good numbers now, but let's see how it looks in a few weeks. So they might come back to the pack a little bit. Do you feel that way?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, what if the offense comes back to the pack?
See,
they're about to play, or they haven't played very good defenses either. Like, what if the offense is playing, you know, they're benefiting from playing bad defense?
Let me ask you this, and be honest. If I had to say, you know, right now, at the end of the year, if one of these sides of the ball had to be, if one of these sides of the ball was number one in all categories across the board, if you were being honest with yourself, which side would you think that would be at this point in the season?
If
I had to ask you, project out to the end of the year.
Oh, I think the defense has a better chance
of being number one.
Yeah, because look at the Ravens are scoring 30 a game. The Eagles are not going to get to that number.
That's interesting.
Because I think their defense has put more, like they're fifth right now. If they finish strong, they could get to number one.
I mean, that's interesting.
The truth is neither are going to end up number one, right?
Okay.
Like, that's probably the truth.
I would probably put my money more so, if I'm being honest, on the offensive side of the ball. Even with Saquon Barkley, you know, there's been a huge concern over the last couple of weeks. The workload and everything like that. Because I feel like Jalen, you know, whether you want to say it or not, he's starting to come into his own a little bit. He's starting to find
he's playing well.
Other receivers. And I feel like, you know, AJ has had a really good year, but there's still something left that he could accomplish more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like this offense is starting to to come together. So that's why I would probably, for me personally, I would say that the offensive side of the ball.
Now, but if you asked me before the season, I would have said obviously the offense,
definitely,
right?
Definitely.
But like we're halfway through now, and the defense is, they're closer to the top.
Because I feel like when you talk about this defense, they have benefited a lot because there hasn't been a whole lot of ISO plays. And what I mean by that, you haven't been able to the offenses that you're playing against, they haven't been able to isolate the linebackers and things like that, because we've seen at times, not in the last couple of weeks, but we've seen at times where the linebackers have been liabilities in coverage. Hasn't been a big factor lately.
It's gotten
because
better,
it's gotten a lot better. And that's why it's like I don't want to come off as a hater, because I feel like the defense has gotten past that because they've gotten more comfortable in this defense, and the fact that the plays that they're trying to run, the teams that we're playing against don't have the personnel to run them.
So here's where I'm at. We are barreling towards one of two things on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Where we as a show, as a community, just beat you to the point where you have to say, is
why
it,
I got to be beat?
Well, or because we might win this one. It might be like a tug of war and you just fall over. Or, you know what we're getting here? I don't know if everyone's prepared for this, but I could feel this already. Because you're kind of setting it up. If the Eagles' defense struggles over the next 3 weeks, right, against...
I would never be an I told you so guy.
Oh, Kyle, can you feel this? Like, we either might...
I will never be
an I told taking you the day so off.
This might be a tug of war where we just pull Hugh over and we win. Like, if they play well the next 3 weeks. But let's play it out. Let's say the next 3 weeks, the Commanders, Rams, and Ravens put up 100 points on the Eagles. Okay, it's not out of the realm, but a little surprising, but it could happen, right? We're going to get the biggest I told you so,
no,
Douglas.
No, you're not. You're not. Because
yes,
at the end of the day,
are.
At the end of the day,
stop.
I still bleed green. I'm
you
just.
You were rooting for the Cowboys to score a touchdown
Sunday. We have the audio.
I just needed one. That's all I need.
We have the audio.
That does not necessarily. Because I've become a degenerate gambler. Degenerate. Degenerate gambler. I'm a degenerate.
We know you.
I'm a degenerate.
Yeah, you're a ginger something. All right. So we know you want the Eagles to win. I'm just saying, if the Eagles defense has a couple of tough weeks, you will do the I told you so's.
Let's put it in the context. Mm-hmm. The Dallas Cowboys is right there on the five. All I had to do was punch it in, I'd have been
don't say
in
it
a
again.
Good
don't
spot.
Don't do it.
What? I'd have been a good spot as far as my beard is concerned,
I'm
yes.
I'm trying to
you
save.
You know how long it took me to get this beard?
I'm trying to save. How long did it take you to get in the Eagles Hall of Fame? I'm trying to save you.
It took me a long time.
I know. I'm trying to save you.
You're trying to get me.
Give me a life jacket here. All right. Can we poke some fun at the Cowboys before we go any further? Ross Tucker will join us in a little bit. We'll keep going with all your phone calls. But – the Cowboys here. So what do we have? We have Micah Parsons talking again? Because
he's responding to Rex Ryan, so we'll do Rex first.
All right, let's hear Rex. So Rex was all annoyed at Micah basically throwing McCarthy under the bus yesterday and all the nonsense from Micah after the game. So here's Rex yesterday ripping Micah Parsons.
That's total BS. You're exactly right. And look, coaches are there at some days 20 hours a day for 2 or 3 days at least during the week. The hours they put in – it's unmatched. Mike McCarthy, he doesn't deserve this damn comment. He doesn't. No coach does. Look, there's some horrible coaches out there, but none of them deserve this. The kind of work that they put in as coaches, like, I'm just telling you, I don't know, like, most players know that these dudes, even forget about it. You're giving up family time. You're giving up all kinds of stuff in your life, and you're going to get some ass. Sit back. I don't care how talented he is. That is absolutely BS. And if you would work half as freaking hard as a damn coach does, maybe you'd be able to play every damn game. Maybe your team wouldn't just be a bunch of punks and lay it down every damn week like you're doing. How about being a damn football team? You're going to sell your damn coach out? It's a crockish. You know what?
Yes.
Yeah, he forgot where he was.
Boy, Rex is good on TV. That's good stuff. I mean, he went right after Micah. All right, so Micah Parsons last night, as he does after every Cowboys loss, he goes on his podcast to react to things. Here he is.
We all have to see through the BS of what these TV analysts are trying to do and, you know, provide us and basically take words. I never once threw or even intended to throw Mike McCarthy under the bus. Like I said, he's one of the most winningest coach. He is a Super Bowl champ. I never once brung up his past. And the question that was asked was about here in the Dallas Cowboys, did I see Mike McCarthy in our future. And I said, that's above my pay grade. So never once did I ever intended or wanted to reflect on Mike McCarthy's career, because I always knew it was a good one. I've always had a great relationship with Mike McCarthy, and I never even put that in question. And for a guy like Rex Ryan, I just know he wanted to coach the Cowboys. Like, I'm perfectly happy that we have Zimmerman, because if we have a guy that's willing to go on TV and provide this type of nonsense, imagine what he could do to a locker room. Like, that's just
Mike
honestly
Zimmer
just outrageous
name,
to
who's
me.
Zimmerman? Is a teammate?
No,
I'm sorry, Kyle. I knew he was playing a cut, but that one.
Did he call
Zimmerman.
Him Zimmerman, or did he say Zimmerman?
I'll try to isolate the part where he just called him Zimmerman, but to me, it was clear that he called him Zimmerman.
I mean, if we're making a list of reasons to laugh at the Cowboys, their best player doesn't know his direct coach's name. I mean, if that's accurate there.
Can I just say this? And I've had the unique perspective of being on both sides of this. Was a player, and now I'm a radio host. And the blaming the media for the narrative, to me, is the stupidest thing that you could say in this situation. Let me tell you why. Because you said what you said. Now, you can make an argument that you didn't understand what you were saying, but to sit there and say that the media is creating a false narrative, you said verbatim that your teammates work harder than your coach, implying. See, this is where you got to understand what's being said, because you implied that he wasn't working hard. So that's where people got hung up on, because you said it. You said it, and you got to think about it like this, dog. Your team is in the throes of they're spiraling out of control. Mm-hmm. They're spiraling out of control, and you added fuel to that spiral when you said he doesn't work hard. So now if the reporters were on their P's and Q's, you know what it is? So what do you mean he doesn't work hard? What is he not doing? What are you not prepared?
Yeah, I mean, look, he could have went on his podcast last night and said, hey, this is the way I said something. I actually meant it like this. Put the fire out, move on. Instead, he just,
he blamed somebody else.
He's doing the, Parsons is doing what Draymond Green did a few years ago.
Somebody caught him with Draymond Green.
He is. He's a very famous player that is starting his second career during his first. I mean, a lot of players do this now, but I would put Parsons up there with Draymond in terms of, like, they're Hall of Famers that are, or you know, Hall of Fame kind of players that are already starting their second career during their first. That's all he's doing. So, like, I just laugh at it.
He definitely called him Zimmerman.
Let's hear it.
I'm perfectly happy that we have Zimmerman, because if we have a
Zimmerman.
He did.
Call him Zimmerman. Yeah, that
Zimmerman. That's not Zimmer, comma, man.
No, it's not. He calls him, and let's be clear, Mike Zimmer has been an NFL coach for 30 years.
He's been his coach for 10 weeks in the offseason.
Well, in the offseason. He knows him personally. And Mike Zimmer was once a head coach in the NFL for actually a long time.
Zimmerman.
I'm perfectly happy that we have Zimmerman.
Yeah.
That might be the straw
he
that breaks the back down
need,
there.
He need to go ahead and just lay out on the podcast for a little while. I mean, seriously.
All right, 215-592-9494. All your calls coming up. Ross Tucker next. Maybe you can help convince Hugh that we have a defensive football team on our hands. Your calls that as well. Plus, famous couples for ComboCon. We'll get everyone up here. Lot to react to. Next hour, we have to kiss the baby, and we got ourselves an honest-to-goodness Phillies rumor to react to as the offseason is underway. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The Hess Toy Truck is back, and it's better than ever for the 60th year. The 2024 Hess Fire Truck with car and motorcycle packaged in a specially marked product box commemorates their milestone anniversary as the official 60th anniversary toy. In celebration, this new heroic emergency response trio is the most feature-packed holiday Hess toy truck team ever, loaded with an array of animated lights, sounds, motors, and chrome detailing. And as always, free standard shipping and batteries are included, available only at HessToyTruck.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know this one, Hugh.
That sounds like Taylor Swift.
About that. Look at that. That was easy. Yeah, this is one. No, this is one we all know.
12:30.
Yeah, well, you knew that. Yeah, it is 12:30 on a Tuesday. Welcome back. Midday show.
We're locked in.
Yep, we're all locked
every
in.
Every now and then, Kyle. Every now and then.
Today's show sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes. Fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. Joining us right now, he does every Tuesday, Ross Tucker. You can check him out on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, for the Daily Eagles Report. How you doing, Ross?
Ross!
I am fantastic, fellas. Pumped up for the huge game Thursday night. I'll actually be there. I'm calling it with Ian Eagle for national radio, Westwood One, right near Merrill and Mike. So my first time at the Link this year, I'm like, and who would have thought before the season that it'd be this juicy of a matchup, this big of a game? I love it.
Well, it's incredible, Ross. And there's so much on the line. Obviously, the division lead. But also, Ross, you start thinking ahead here. And let's start with the Eagles and now their ceiling. Because, Ross, they win this game. You know, we're talking about the 2 seed or the 1 seed. It's not just a division now. Now it feels like with the way they've played and you look at the rest of the NFC, Ross, it feels like that Super Bowl conversation is starting to get heavy.
Well, and it should be. I mean, if you think about it, first of all, their defense has been clearly the best defense in the NFL since the bye week. They have been dominant on that side of the ball, like ridiculously dominant. And then offensively, guys, is there a team in the NFL who you would say you'd rather have their offensive players than the Eagles? You'd rather have their offensive starters than the Eagles? I don't see it. I mean, unless you're heavily, heavily weighting the quarterback position and you just think Mahomes or whoever or Lamar Jackson is that much better than Jalen Hurts, I would submit to you that I think pretty much every team in the NFL, especially if you exclude the quarterback position, would rather have the Eagles players on offense than their own.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point. As you said it, Ross, the only one that came to my mind was Detroit, but you have to combine the two backs into one to have what we have with Saquon, right? What they have with Montgomery and Gibbs. But they're the only one I could think of. Maybe I would say last year San Francisco, but they're not what they were, right? Because there's no Brandon Ayuk. I can't think anyone in the AFC. Ross, it feels like Detroit and Philadelphia are the two that stand out the most.
Yes, you're right. And the Eagles' offensive line is significantly better than the Niners' offensive line. So that's a big... Now, listen, the Lions' O-line is really good, and they have good receivers as well, but I think they'd probably rather have Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown than who they have, especially number two with Jamison Williams in and out. Mm-hmm. Laporta and Goddard might be a wash. Maybe with the two-headed monster at running back, that might be a wash. Then I guess it comes down to Hurts versus Goff. Goff was on an unbelievable run until he threw 5 picks on Sunday night. He does not give you the running element that Hurts does. But and then clearly on defense, the Eagles are better than the Lions. So it's not hyperbole to say I think you can make a very compelling argument that the Eagles have the best roster in the NFL again. Now, I don't think it's as good as it was a couple years ago in 22. But it still might be the best thing. Like 1-53, the depth on the O-line, the guys, the way they're playing on defense now with Bond, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell. I think the Birds have a beautiful roster. They really do.
What do you think about Zach Bond and how he's been playing? Because, Ross, it kind of blows my mind to know that this guy was on special teams in New Orleans last year, and he's come in for us, and he's played that linebacker spot, and he's been phenomenal at that position. What do you see?
Hugh, I'm so glad you teed me up on this because it's even crazier than that and crazier than people realize. So you guys know when I do the preseason games, I get a chance to meet with the coaches. And I said to Fangio in the production meeting, I said, how did you know Bond could play off the ball backer? Or why did you think Bond could play off the ball backer? Because for the Saints, he was a Sam that was primarily on the ball, and he actually had some success last year rushing the passer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people thought he got a sack against Penei Sewell last year from the Lions. And what Fangio told me was mind-boggling. So he's an on-the-ball Sam backer. But there were times, Hugh, when the other team would trade the tight end or would motion. So people don't know, like, on the ball backer is going to be on the ball, usually where the tight end is, the Sam. Well, they move the tight end to the other side. So rather than having him run all the way to the other side, the Saints just, you know, balanced it out. And so he moved to an off the ball inside backer. There was only like a handful of snaps of him doing that. But Fangio watched him, thought he did a pretty good job in like the handful of off the ball inside backer snaps he had.
Mm-hmm.
That when they signed him, they said they wanted him to try to be an off the ball inside backer for the Eagles. Lo and behold, in year five, out of nowhere, now the guy's one of the best off the ball inside backers in the NFL. I've almost never heard of this in my life. The guy never really played the position before.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is an incredible story. I mean, it almost took a couple teams shifting on a play, and all of a sudden Vic Fangio saw something. So, Ross, on that, because, you know, as you were talking about the defense and how good they've been, I was getting excited because you could kind of play this out. In 2022, they were really good, but there were a lot of older players and more mercenary guys, right? You could realize 2 years from now, most of those guys aren't going to be here, and then it turned out to be like 1 year from now, they weren't here. This group could be together for longer with some of the young guys, the guys they just drafted. But let's talk about Zach Bond. He's on a one-year deal. You know, we've seen in the past Howie Roseman's done some of these in-season extensions. If you were Howie, would you look to pay him? And let's go, for the sake of the argument, Ross, let's say his agent wants, you know, a salary, you know, up there with some of the better, maybe not top, but like a real legitimate
pay.
Linebacker salary. Have you seen enough you would pay him if they could come to an agreement now?
Yes. Yeah, so, but the number matters. Okay. So I would not let him leave. I would give him the TJ Edwards contract yesterday. Okay. I don't know if I'd give him the Tremaine Edmonds contract, if that makes sense.
Yep.
I mean, TJ Edwards got, you know, respectable starting linebacker money. I'm okay with that. I would give that to him immediately. Now, I don't know if I'm willing to pay him like Fred Warner, Roquan Smith, guys that have done it year in and year out at the top of the market. That I would not do.
Mm.
The thing I always wonder in situations like this, right? I hope they pay him. I'd like to see them do it soon because I think the price will only get up, will only go up. But what I always wonder, guys, is there part of the Eagles that's like, well, we found him and Vic helped us find him last year. Maybe we can just find the next Zach Bond next year. I think that happens sometimes when they've had like Bradham or TJ Edwards or Kaiser White. They start to think that they can find that guy the next year again, and then they don't, and then they have a problem.
Yeah, it's like you play roulette every year. Sometimes you hit, sometimes you don't.
Right.
Last year they didn't hit, right? We had Shaq Leonard and we had, you know, it was a mess at linebacker last year. This year has been totally different. Ross Tucker with us as we discuss the Eagles. All right, Ross, let's look ahead to Thursday night, the matchup that we've all been kind of circling for about 6 or 7 weeks since we realized the Commanders were a good team. Ross, where do you think the advantages are, a disadvantage? Like, take us inside this game Thursday. Where do you think the Eagles can attack either side? Like, if you think there's a weakness in the Commanders, what is it, and how do the Eagles exploit it?
Well, so what's really interesting about the Commanders is their offensive line has played much better than I thought they would. I mean, if you look, right, both tackles are more or less journeymen and or guys that are thought to be average at best. The same with the left guard, Allegretti. I mean, their left guard and their right tackle were both guys that the Chiefs let go because they wanted better players, right? They liked their right guard, Cosme. Biadasz, the Cowboys didn't think he was worth keeping. They thought he was average at best. And then Cornelius Lucas has been everywhere. So this is a game. Now, those guys, in fairness to them, as a unit, which is what matters, they've played very effective football this year. But you're really talking about one guy might be considered above average in Cosme. The other four are considered average at best. They're just playing together better as a unit. This is when, you know, Hughes guys have to eat. This is when Jalen Carter has to get after it. All of those guys, they've been better in recent weeks, but the reason why this roster isn't as good as 22 and they're not as good of a team as 22, they're not straight up killing people like that. Those guys were. I mean, those guys with Hargrave and Fletch and BG had a career year and Reddick, they were murdering teams week in and week out. This Eagles D-line has not gotten there yet. What they are is it feels like they're better at nickel. They're as good maybe at linebacker. They're maybe as good, if not better, in the secondary. But they need the D-line to be more dominant than they've been. It should start Thursday night, night game, home game. These guys got a bunch of rest because they didn't have to play in the fourth quarter. They need to take advantage of what I would say is an average offensive line. And then on the other side, their defense is just okay. I mean, give Dan Quinn a bunch of credit. If you looked, the truth is there aren't very many Commanders that would start for the Eagles. I mean, go through it, and it's almost scary when you go through how many guys for the Commanders would even start for the Eagles. Guys, it's not that many. It really isn't, but they've played very well. They have a rookie quarterback who's played fantastic. They're coaching with Kingsbury as the OC, and Dan Quinn has been excellent. The Eagles have the better team. They have the better roster. They should be able to take care of business against this team.
Great stuff. Ross, let's end with this. Because we get a Thursday game, we'll get a chance to watch the NFL at large on Sunday. That includes a big one in Buffalo. Kansas City, still undefeated off the magical punt, you know, kick block, the field goal block on Sunday. They go to Buffalo. Ross, two-parter. One, who do you think wins that game? And if the Chiefs win, how long does this continue? Because, Ross, it feels to me like it's about to become the biggest story in the league if they get through this week. They get the Panthers next. They get the Raiders after that. We could have an undefeated team going into December here.
Joe, I'm just telling you right now, the Bills are going to win this game.
Mm.
And then the Chiefs are going to beat them when they rematch in the playoffs because that's what happens every year.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. Somehow the Bills win the regular season game and the Chiefs kind of laugh and shrug. And then the Chiefs beat them when they play in the playoffs. If I'm a Bills fan, I know they don't think of it this way. I know they won't look at it this way, but I would. If the Bills lose, I'd think, oh, thank goodness. Now maybe we have a chance to beat them in the playoffs for once. Because you're not. It's very unlikely you're going to beat them twice. Which one would you rather win? I mean, even if the Bills win, the Chiefs still have the edge for the number one seed right now. I think it'll be an awesome game. I cannot believe the tight end, who's an offensive lineman for the Broncos, got just totally destroyed like that and cost the Broncos that win. It's crazy how many different ways the Chiefs have found a way to win. Yes, it's still a possibility, Joe, and we'll have to talk about it, but there is the Vegas odds on them going 20-0 and winning the first ever third straight Super Bowl, to do both those the same year, that would be the biggest accomplishment in the history of the sport of football. I highly doubt they'll do both of those in the same season.
Great stuff, Ross. We appreciate it. Enjoy the game Thursday, and we'll say hi and see you there. Thank you, Ross.
Have a good one.
Sounds great. See you guys.
There he goes, Ross Tucker. Yeah, I mean, the way he frames it, Hugh, it reminds me of the old Patriots and Colts, right? Mm-hmm. When the Colts would beat them once in a while in the regular season, but not in the playoffs.
Not when it matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Kansas City, they haven't looked that great, but they figure out ways to win. That's going to be a good game, though. That's going to be a really good game.
So if they get through this week, they will go into December undefeated, and then it becomes the biggest story in the NFL. So we'll see. That's a huge game Sunday night. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phone lines here. And yeah, you heard that at the beginning, though. Ross said this.
No, I heard what he said.
Best defense in the league.
That's
since
crazy
the bye.
That he said
since
that. That's crazy.
In the NFL.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That means it's a defensive team. If you have the best defense in the league, you have to be a defensive team.
I don't think that's necessarily what it means, but I hear you.
Well, but they don't have the best offense in the NFL, and they have the best defense.
No, I mean, I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you.
I know.
I don't.
So it's going in one ear, out the other? You hear me, but...
Well, no, I hear it, and I respect, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Ross, but I don't believe that.
I mean, with football, what do you mean you don't believe it?
I don't believe that. I mean, I mean that's not my...
What defense has been better?
That's not my opinion.
Hmm.
What defense has been better?
Since the bye.
Since the bye?
I've got none. Zero.
Didn't Kansas City defense just block a punt?
That was special teams.
Special teams.
I mean, that's defensive players, though, right?
There's probably some offensive guys out there. And I don't have their special teams chart in front of me. All I know is that was a special team play. Okay?
You are not about to give that to the defense.
No, I mean, just this guy.
His spin job is unbelievable.
Filibuster Douglas is
I've been working with y'all too long.
Yeah, you have. All right.
Learn from the best.
Which better describes this Eagles season? Offensive Eagles this season. Offensive team, defensive team. We're pushing up against 70% on the right side of this. Defensive team over on through. Let's go back to
I like how you said on the right side of this.
Yeah, no, yeah, you are. I mean, let's go back to the phone lines. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Julio, what's the dealio here?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, listen, I got a violation real quick, right? Got a little call of correction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Big V in Mount Laurel. Joe Gilio, what's the dealio? And the long, huge chant, that is copyrighted. That's only for Chuck from out there, okay? You got to get your own slogan, all right, buddy?
I didn't even pay attention.
Oh, I heard it. Yeah, I knew Chuck would respond to that.
I didn't even.
Yeah, that has the trademark on there for Chuck.
Yeah, you can't use that, Big V. Come on, man. Come on. Got to get your own slogan, brother. But it's okay. I know you like my style, but don't do that, man. You know what I mean? Now, listen, let me go into this, right? Let me say this, right? Come on. This is a defensive ball club. I've been saying it all year long. When it's all said and done, this team defense will be the better of the two units at the end of the year. And that's what they're trending towards, okay? I'm going to paint a scenario for you, Hugh, just real quick. I'll paint a picture for you. NFC Championship game at the Link or in Detroit, whichever one you choose, right? Eagles up 27-24, okay? Need a stop. You know, Lions got the ball. We need a stop. They get a stop. Will you then say that defense is now a necessity in NFL?
Well, hell, Chuck, by that point, the way it's trending, I'll probably be looking like a big-ass leprechaun at that point. So,
with your green beard.
I mean, what choice would I have at that point? Be running around the city with a green-ass beard, people looking at me like I'm weird. So, yeah, at that point, I ain't got no choice.
Hey, listen, man. You're better off with a green beard than you not having no beard.
Yeah, that's what it's kind of looking like. Those are my two choices, you know, and I still got to eat this damn pork chop. This damn applesauce.
That's
maybe
right.
We'll do it all in the
Thanks
same
for
day.
Yeah.
You dye the beard and then you eat the pork chop.
I mean, this is the thing, Chuck. I understand that my take right now, it had a nice run, two year run, and right now it feels antiquated. It really, really does.
Mm-hmm.
But the sampling size is still too small for me to move off of this mark. Still too small.
Well, you know, you got time to grow into that. You know, grow into what you think about this defense. This defense is going to be the better two units when it's all said and done. But here we go, right? Listen, Thursday is going to be a big test, right? And I tell you, we're going to ride this defense all the way to New Orleans. Kyle, get the hillbilly music going. Let's play it, baby.
Why got to be hillbilly music?
Sing it, Chuck. Let's go, baby.
Let's go. You think that song, boy?
You know, Chuck don't know the words.
He will
by February.
Yeah, at this rate, everyone's going to know the words. All right, Chuck, what do you got for us? Famous couple.
When that song comes on, I think of Gene Jumpsuit. That's it.
That's funny.
Hey, listen, as far as a couple go, I'm going to go with the greatest singer of all time. And my man, the master of, what's that called? The 80s, what's that called? When back in the day, New Jack Swing. I'm going to go with Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston.
That's a big one.
I thought you was about to go with Billy Dee and Dinah
Bobby
Ross.
Bobby Brown and Whitney
and
Houston.
Lady Sings the Blues, the greatest movie ever made.
There are actors in there or singers in there?
Well, no, she was actress.
Okay.
Dinah Ross, actress. All day. What?
I mean,
what?
Why?
It's quiet like a funeral.
No, you should have saw Joe Faye. Joe was like, I really don't want to have this discussion.
Why? Why do you got to do it again?
We might need to have an intervention for you, dude.
We've been through this so many times.
He bit the bottom lip like, what the hell? He was like, what the hell?
Why are we doing this again?
Lady Sings the Blues, Mahogany, they were the best two actors and actresses. Well, it was just one and one. But, yeah, they were the best.
You expect us to trust you on offense, defense? You don't know actor, actress, singer?
A disaster.
I mean, it's ridiculous. All right, Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Will.
Hey, my favorite dream team. What's up, brother?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, listen. I just think what we really need to focus on, right, is
one of the things I was starting to see, right, and I keep saying, we need to activate Dotson, man. This dude is hungry. I know y'all don't probably see it. I see it.
I see it, too.
You see it, too?
Yeah.
I've been saying it, man. You heard me. I've been saying it.
He caught that one pass, and it was a wrap. They should have put him in more. They should have threw the ball to him more, Joe.
And he caught another pass Sunday. He
caught another one.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying, man, he hungry. He can be that third down check man. He's fast, and he can run a route. You get what I'm saying? They need to just keep that in mind. I think they need to activate him a little more. He can surprise a lot of teams, man. But you keep saying, now, Hugh, I got to get you real quick.
Mm-hmm. Get him.
How you start the Thundercats, and then you're not rocking with the Thundercats?
That's a good point. That's a good point,
Will.
That is
not a good point.
You are all about the Thundercats.
So that is not a good point.
The Thundercats are now a top five defense, and you've abandoned them.
No, I have not. You're trying to tell me that this is a defensive team, and it's not.
Well, the numbers are the
numbers. It's not. Even regardless of what Ross Tucker came on here and said,
maybe you
dropped that nugget.
You know what?
Like
I think I know what it is. Maybe your arithmetic is different than mine.
But with that, Joe, that's probably right. Yeah. That's not nothing we going to dispute. We're not going to dispute that.
I'm pretty good.
But I just feel like, I mean, see, Will, this is what it is. I just feel like they're playing well. They haven't been battle tested yet. The time will come. And like I said, this week will tell whether or not this take will down the vine. But right now, I'm not there.
Hey, listen, on some real, man, you keep asking what type of team this is. Mm-hmm. I see a nice balance starting to happen.
We don't do balance on this show, man. We do either or.
Not in our vocabulary.
Yeah, balance with a tilt towards the defense.
You got to have balance to win, baby. You know what I mean?
Well, that would mean defense is absolutely not a luxury. I mean, that's the facts here. I mean, Will, good stuff. All right, Will, what do you got for us? Give us a famous couple.
All right, don't hang up on me because I haven't heard it yet. One of the biggest reasons why Kansas City is winning, Kelsey and Taylor Swift.
That's a big one. I mean, they are a very famous. Will, we appreciate. Are they the most famous couple right now?
I think they kind of cooled off a little bit. I got another one that's probably more famous today.
You got a more famous current couple than Kelsey and Taylor Swift?
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, you want me to tell you? You want nobody to guess?
Somebody could say it in the final hour is what
you're
right.
Okay.
They could probably say it. I'm saying, and when I say famous couple, I mean today.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I have one in my head, too.
Yeah, that's
that
today.
I think is a better answer than Travis and Taylor.
Now, is the one in your head an all-timer or right now? Because I think right now. It's Kelsey. And really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get that one. All right, 215-592-9494. Final hour coming up. Famous couples, along with your calls on this defense. We have to convince you that it matters. I mean, like this whole luxury thing, not a necessity, is just, it's ridiculous. And it has to end today. And the Eagles, they are a defensive football team right now. Hugh doesn't want to admit it, but I believe they are. Kiss the baby next. We will eliminate teams from the postseason. On the other side, also, I got mocked on Pat McAfee yesterday, or at least I think I did. We'll listen to that later, and a big, big news coming out of the Phillies in this offseason, all coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel's giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass. Courtesy of FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
sounds like Taylor Swift.
About that. Look at that. That was easy. Yeah, this is one. No, this is one we all know.
12:30.
Yeah, well, you knew that. Yeah, it is 12:30 on a Tuesday. Welcome back. Midday show.
We're locked in.
Yep, we're all locked
every
in.
Every now and then, Kyle. Every now and then.
Today's show sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes. Fly and fill up on wings in seven delicious flavors from Popeyes. Joining us right now, he does every Tuesday, Ross Tucker. You can check him out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL for the Daily Eagles Report. How you doing, Ross?
Ross!
I am fantastic, fellas. Pumped up for the huge game Thursday night. I'll actually be there. I'm calling it with Ian Eagle for national radio, Westwood One, right near Merrill and Mike. So my first time at the link this year, I'm like, and who would have thought before the season that it'd be this juicy of a matchup, this big juicy of a game. I love it.
Well, it's incredible, Ross. And there's so much on the line. Obviously, the division lead. But also, Ross, you start thinking ahead here. And let's start with the Eagles and now their ceiling. Because, Ross, they win this game. You know, we're talking about the 2 seed or the 1 seed. It's not just a division now. Now it feels like with the way they've played and you look at the rest of the NFC, Ross, it feels like that Super Bowl conversation is starting to get heavy.
Well, and it should be. I mean, if you think about it, first of all, their defense has been clearly the best defense in the NFL since the bye week. They have been dominant on that side of the ball, like ridiculously dominant. And then offensively, guys, is there a team in the NFL who you would say you'd rather have their offensive players than the Eagles? You'd rather have their offensive starters than the Eagles? I don't see it. I mean, unless you're heavily, heavily weighting the quarterback position and you just think Mahomes or whoever or Lamar Jackson is that much better than Jalen Hurts, I would submit to you that I think pretty much every team in the NFL, especially if you exclude the quarterback position, would rather have the Eagles players on offense than their own.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point. As you said it, Ross, the only one that came to my mind was Detroit, but you have to combine the two backs into one to have what we have with Saquon, right? What they have with Montgomery and Gibbs. But they're the only one I could think of. Maybe I would say last year San Francisco, but they're not what they were, right? Because there's no Brandon Ayuk. I can't think anyone in the AFC. Ross, it feels like Detroit and Philadelphia are the two that stand out the most.
Yes, you're right. And the Eagles' offensive line is significantly better than the Niners' offensive line. So that's a big... Now, listen, the Lions' O-line is really good, and they have good receivers as well, but I think they'd probably rather have Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown than who they have, especially number two with Jamison Williams in and out. Mm-hmm. Laporta and Goddard might be a wash. Maybe with the two-headed monster at running back, that might be a wash. Then I guess it comes down to Hurts versus Goff. Goff was on an unbelievable run until he threw 5 picks on Sunday night. He does not give you the running element that Hurts does. But and then clearly on defense, the Eagles are better than the Lions. So it's not hyperbole to say I think you can make a very compelling argument that the Eagles have the best roster in the NFL again. Now, I don't think it's as good as it was a couple years ago in 22. But it still might be the best thing. Like 1-53, the depth on the O-line, the guys, the way they're playing on defense now with Bond, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell. I think the Birds have a beautiful roster. They really do.
What do you think about Zach Bond and how he's been playing? Because, Ross, it kind of blows my mind to know that this guy was on special teams in New Orleans last year, and he's come in for us, and he's played that linebacker spot, and he's been phenomenal at that position. What do you see?
Hugh, I'm so glad you teed me up on this because it's even crazier than that and crazier than people realize. So you guys know when I do the preseason games, I get a chance to meet with the coaches. And I said to Fangio in the production meeting, I said, how did you know Bond could play off the ball backer? Why did you think Bond could play off the ball backer? Because for the Saints, he was a Sam that was primarily on the ball, and he actually had some success last year rushing the passer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people thought he got a sack against Penei Sewell last year from the Lions. And what Fangio told me was mind-boggling. So he's an on-the-ball Sam backer. But there were times, Hugh, when the other team would trade the tight end or would motion. So people don't know, like, on-the-ball backer is going to be on the ball, usually where the tight end is, the Sam. Well, they move the tight end to the other side. So rather than having him run all the way to the other side, the Saints just, you know, balanced it out. And so he moved to an off-the-ball inside backer. There was only like a handful of snaps of him doing that. But Fangio watched him, thought he did a pretty good job in like the handful of off-the-ball inside backer snaps he had.
Mm-hmm.
That when they signed him, they said they wanted him to try to be an off-the-ball inside backer for the Eagles. Lo and behold, in year five, out of nowhere, now the guy's one of the best off-the-ball inside backers in the NFL. I've almost never heard of this in my life. The guy never really played the position before.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is an incredible story. I mean, it almost took a couple teams shifting on a play, and all of a sudden Vic Fangio saw something. So, Ross, on that, because, you know, as you were talking about the defense and how good they've been, I was getting excited because you could kind of play this out. In 2022, they were really good, but there were a lot of older players and more mercenary guys, right? You could realize 2 years from now, most of those guys aren't going to be here, and then it turned out to be like 1 year from now, they weren't here. This group could be together for longer with some of the young guys, the guys they just drafted. But let's talk about Zach Bond. He's on a one-year deal. You know, we've seen in the past Howie Roseman's done some of these in-season extensions. If you were Howie, would you look to pay him? And let's go, for the sake of the argument, Ross, let's say his agent wants, you know, a salary, you know, up there with some of the better, maybe not top, but like a real legitimate
pay.
Linebacker salary. Have you seen enough you would pay him if they could come to an agreement now?
Yes. Yeah, so, but the number matters. Okay. So I would not let him leave. I would give him the TJ Edwards contract yesterday. Okay. I don't know if I'd give him the Tremaine Edmonds contract, if that makes sense.
Yep.
I mean, TJ Edwards got, you know, respectable starting linebacker money. I'm okay with that. I would give that to him immediately. Now, I don't know if I'm willing to pay him like Fred Warner, Roquan Smith, guys that have done it year in and year out at the top of the market. That I would not do.
Mm.
The thing I always wonder in situations like this, right? I hope they pay him. I'd like to see them do it soon because I think the price will only get up, will only go up. But what I always wonder, guys, is there part of the Eagles that's like, well, we found him and Vic helped us find him last year. Maybe we can just find the next Zach Bond next year. I think that happens sometimes when they've had like Bradham or TJ Edwards or Kaiser White. They start to think that they can find that guy the next year again, and then they don't, and then they have a problem.
Yeah, it's like you play roulette every year. Sometimes you hit, sometimes you don't.
Right.
Last year they didn't hit, right? We had Shaq Leonard and we had, you know, it was a mess at linebacker last year. This year has been totally different. Ross Tucker with us as we discuss the Eagles. All right, Ross, let's look ahead to Thursday night, the matchup that we've all been kind of circling for about 6 or 7 weeks since we realized the Commanders were a good team. Ross, where do you think the advantages are, a disadvantage? Like, take us inside this game Thursday. Where do you think the Eagles can attack either side? Like, if you think there's a weakness in the Commanders, what is it, and how do the Eagles exploit it?
Well, so what's really interesting about the Commanders is their offensive line has played much better than I thought they would. I mean, if you look, right, both tackles are more or less journeymen and or guys that are thought to be average at best. The same with the left guard, Allegretti. I mean, their left guard and their right tackle were both guys that the Chiefs let go because they wanted better players, right? They liked their right guard, Cosme. Biadasz, the Cowboys didn't think he was worth keeping. They thought he was average at best. And then Cornelius Lucas has been everywhere. So this is a game. Now, those guys, in fairness to them, as a unit, which is what matters, they've played very effective football this year. But you're really talking about one guy might be considered above average in Cosme. The other four are considered average at best. They're just playing together better as a unit. This is when, you know, Hughes guys have to eat. This is when Jalen Carter has to get after it. All of those guys, they've been better in recent weeks, but the reason why this roster isn't as good as 22 and they're not as good of a team as 22, they're not straight up killing people like that. Those guys were. I mean, those guys with Hargrave and Fletch and BG had a career year and Reddick, they were murdering teams week in and week out. This Eagles D-line has not gotten there yet. What they are is it feels like they're better at nickel. They're as good maybe at linebacker. They're maybe as good, if not better, in the secondary. But they need the D-line to be more dominant than they've been. It should start Thursday night, night game, home game. These guys got a bunch of rest because they didn't have to play in the fourth quarter. They need to take advantage of what I would say is an average offensive line. And then on the other side, their defense is just okay. I mean, give Dan Quinn a bunch of credit. If you looked, the truth is there aren't very many Commanders that would start for the Eagles. I mean, go through it, and it's almost scary when you go through how many guys for the Commanders would even start for the Eagles. Guys, it's not that many. It really isn't, but they've played very well. They have a rookie quarterback who's played fantastic. They're coaching with Kingsbury as the OC, and Dan Quinn has been excellent. The Eagles have the better team. They have the better roster. They should be able to take care of business against this team.
Great stuff. Ross, let's end with this. Because we get a Thursday game, we'll get a chance to watch the NFL at large on Sunday. That includes a big one in Buffalo. Kansas City, still undefeated off the magical punt, you know, kick block, the field goal block on Sunday. They go to Buffalo. Ross, two-parter. One, who do you think wins that game? And if the Chiefs win, how long does this continue? Because, Ross, it feels to me like it's about to become the biggest story in the league if they get through this week. They get the Panthers next. They get the Raiders after that. We could have an undefeated team going into December here.
Joe, I'm just telling you right now, the Bills are going to win this game.
Mm.
And then the Chiefs are going to beat them when they rematch in the playoffs because that's what happens every year.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. Somehow the Bills win the regular season game and the Chiefs kind of laugh and shrug. And then the Chiefs beat them when they play in the playoffs. If I'm a Bills fan, I know they don't think of it this way. I know they won't look at it this way, but I would. If the Bills lose, I'd think, oh, thank goodness. Now maybe we have a chance to beat them in the playoffs for once. Because you're not. It's very unlikely you're going to beat them twice. Which one would you rather win? I mean, even if the Bills win, the Chiefs still have the edge for the number one seed right now. I think it'll be an awesome game. I cannot believe the tight end, who's an offensive lineman for the Broncos, got just totally destroyed like that and cost the Broncos that win. It's crazy how many different ways the Chiefs have found a way to win. Yes, it's still a possibility, Joe, and we'll have to talk about it, but there is the Vegas odds on them going 20-0 and winning the first ever third straight Super Bowl, to do both those the same year, that would be the biggest accomplishment in the history of the sport of football. I highly doubt they'll do both of those in the same season.
Great stuff, Ross. We appreciate it. Enjoy the game Thursday, and we'll say hi and see you there. Thank you, Ross.
Have a good one.
Sounds great. See you guys.
There he goes, Ross Tucker. Yeah, I mean, the way he frames it, Hugh, it reminds me of the old Patriots and Colts, right? Mm-hmm. When the Colts would beat them once in a while in the regular season, but not in the playoffs.
Not when it matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Kansas City, they haven't looked that great, but they figure out ways to win. That's going to be a good game, though. That's going to be a really good game.
So if they get through this week, they will go into December undefeated, and then it becomes the biggest story in the NFL. So we'll see. That's a huge game Sunday night. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phone lines here. And you heard that at the beginning, though. Ross said this.
No, I heard what he said.
Best defense in the league.
That's
since
crazy
the bye.
That he said
since
that. That's
crazy. In the NFL.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That means it's a defensive team. If you have the best defense in the league, you have to be a defensive team.
I don't think that's necessarily what it means, but I hear you.
Well, but they don't have the best offense in the NFL, and they have the best defense.
No, I mean, I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you.
I know.
I don't.
So it's going in one ear, out the other? You hear me, but...
Well, no, I hear it, and I respect, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Ross, but I don't believe that.
I mean, with football... What do you mean you don't believe it?
I don't believe that. I mean, I mean that's not my...
What defense has been better?
That's not my opinion.
Hmm.
What defense has been better?
Since the bye.
Since the bye?
I've got none. Zero. Didn't
Kansas City defense just block a punt?
That was special teams.
Special teams.
I mean, that's defensive players, though, right?
There's probably some offense guys out there. And I don't have their special teams chart in front of me. All I know is that was a special team play. Okay?
You are not about to give that to the defense.
No, I mean, just this guy.
His spin job is unbelievable.
Filibuster Douglas is
I've been working with y'all too long.
Yeah, you have. All right.
Learn from the best.
Which better describes this Eagles season? Offensive Eagles this season. Offensive team, defensive team. We're pushing up against 70% on the right side of this. Defensive team over on through. Let's go back to
how you said on the right side of this.
Yeah, no, yeah, you are. I mean, let's go back to the phone lines. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Julio, what's the dealio here?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, listen, I got a violation real quick, right? Got a little call of correction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Big V in Mount Laurel. Joe Gilio, what's the dealio? And the long, huge chant, that is copyrighted. That's only for Chuck from out there, okay? You got to get your own slogan, all right, buddy?
I didn't even pay attention.
Oh, I heard it. Yeah, I knew Chuck would respond to that.
I didn't even.
Yeah, that has the trademark on there for Chuck.
Yeah, you can't use that, Big V. Come on, man. Come on. Got to get your own slogan, brother. But it's okay. I know you like my style, but don't do that, man. You know what I mean? Now, listen, let me go into this, right? Let me say this, right? Come on. This is a defensive ball club. I've been saying it all year long. When it's all said and done, this team defense will be the better of the two units at the end of the year. And that's what they're trending towards, okay? I'm going to paint a scenario for you, Hugh, just real quick. I'll paint a picture for you. NFC Championship game at the Link or in Detroit, whichever one you choose, right? Eagles up 27-24, okay? Need a stop. You know, Lions got the ball. We need a stop. They get a stop. Will you then say that defense is now a necessity in NFL?
Well, hell, Chuck, by that point, the way it's trending, I'll probably be looking like a big ass leprechaun at that point. So
with your green beard,
what choice would I have at that point? Be running around the city with a green ass beard, people looking at me like I'm weird. So yeah, at that point, I ain't got no choice.
Hey, listen, man, you better off with a green beard than you not having no beard.
Yeah, that's what it's kind of looking like. Those are my two choices, you know, and I still got to eat this damn pork chop. This damn applesauce.
That's maybe right.
We'll do it all in the
Thanks
same
for
day.
Reminding
yeah. You dye the beard and then you eat the pork chop.
I mean, this is the thing, Chuck. I understand that my take right now, it had a nice run, two year run, and right now it feels antiquated. It really, really does.
Mm-hmm.
But the sampling size is still too small for me to move off of this mark. Still too small.
Well, you know, you got time to grow into that. You know, you ain't growing through what you think about this defense. This defense is going to be the better two units when it's all said and done. But here we go, right? Listen, Thursday is going to be a big test, right? And I tell you, we're going to ride this defense all the way to New Orleans. Kyle, get the hillbilly music going. Let's play it, baby.
Why got to be hillbilly music?
Sing it, Chuck. Let's go, baby.
Let's go. You think that song
going? You know, Chuck don't know the words.
At this rate, everyone's going to know the words. All right, Chuck, what do you got for us? Famous couple.
When that song come on, I think of Gene jumpsuits. That's it.
That's funny.
Hey, listen, as far as a couple go, I'm going to go with the greatest singer of all time. And my man, the master of, what's that called? The 80s, what's that called? When back in the day, New Jack Swing. I'm going to go with Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston.
That's a big one.
I thought you was about to go with Billy Dee and Dinah Ross.
Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston.
And Lady Sings the Blues, the greatest movie ever made.
They're actors in there or singers in there?
Well, no, she was actress.
Okay.
Dinah Ross, actress. All day. What?
I mean, why? Why do we
have like a funeral?
No, you should have saw Joe Faye. Joe was like, I really don't want to have this discussion.
Why? Why do you got to do it again?
We might need to have an intervention for you, dude.
We've been through this so many times.
He bit the bottom lip like, what the hell? He was like, what the hell?
Why doing this again?
Lady Sings the Blues, Mahogany, they were the best two actors and actresses. Well, it was just one and one. But, yeah, they were the best.
You expect us to trust you on offense, defense? You don't know actress, singer?
A disaster.
I mean, it's ridiculous. All right, Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Will.
Hey, my favorite dream team. What's up, brother?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, listen. I just think what we really need to focus on, right, is one of the things I was starting to see –
right? And I keep saying, we need to activate Dotson, man. This dude is hungry. I know y'all don't probably see it. I see it.
I see it, too.
You see it, too?
Yeah.
I've been saying it, man. You heard me. I've been saying it.
He caught that one pass, and it was a wrap. They should have put him in more. They should have threw the ball to him more, Joe.
And he caught another pass Sunday. He
caught another one.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying, man, he hungry. He can be that third down check man. He's fast, and he can run a route. You get what I'm saying? They need to just keep that in mind. I think they need to activate him a little more. He can surprise a lot of teams, man. But you keep saying, now, Hugh, I got to get you real quick.
Mm-hmm. Get him.
How you start the Thundercats, and then you're not rocking with the Thundercats?
That's a good point. That's a good point,
Will.
That
is not a good point.
You are all about the Thundercats.
So that is not a good
the
point.
The Thundercats are now a top five point. Defense, and you've abandoned them.
No, I have not. You're trying to tell me that this is a defensive team, and it's not.
Well, the numbers are the
it's
numbers.
It's not. Even regardless of what Ross Tucker came on here and said,
maybe you
drop that nugget.
You know
like
what?
I
think I know what it is. Maybe your arithmetic is different than mine.
Joe, that's probably right. Yeah. That's nothing we going to dispute. We're not going to dispute that.
I'm pretty good.
But
at
I just feel like, I mean, see, Will, this is what it is. I just feel like they're playing well. They haven't been battle tested yet. The time will come. And like I said, this week will tell whether or not this take will down the vine. But right now, I'm not there.
Hey, listen, on some real man, you keep asking what type of team this is. Mm-hmm. I see a nice balance starting to happen.
We don't do balance on this show, man. We do either or.
Not in our vocabulary.
Yeah, balance with a tilt towards the defense. Yeah.
You got to have balance to win, baby. You know what I mean?
Well, that would mean defense is absolutely not a luxury. I mean, that's the facts here. I mean, Will, good stuff. All right, Will, what do you got for us? Give us a famous couple.
All right, don't hang up on me because I haven't heard it yet. One of the biggest reasons why Kansas City is winning, Kelsey and Taylor Swift.
That's a big one. I mean, they are a very famous. Will, we appreciate. Are they the most famous couple right now?
I think they kind of cooled off a little bit. I got another one that's probably more famous today.
You got a more famous current couple than Kelsey and Taylor Swift
today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, you want me to tell you? You want nobody to guess?
Well, no, I'm
somebody could say it in the final hour. Is what
you're right.
Gonna,
okay.
They could probably say it. I'm saying, and when I say famous couple, I mean today.
That's what I mean.
I have one in my head too.
Yeah, that's
that
today.
I think is a better answer than Travis and Taylor.
Now, is the one in your head an all timer or right now? Because I think right now. It's Kelsey. It's really.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get that one. All right, 215-592-9494. Final hour coming up. Famous couples, along with your calls on this defense. We have to convince you that it matters. I mean, like this whole luxury thing, not a necessity, is just, it's ridiculous. And it has to end today. And the Eagles, they are a defensive football team right now. Hugh doesn't want to admit it, but I believe they are. Kiss the baby next. We will eliminate teams from the postseason. On the other side. Also, I got mocked on Pat McAfee yesterday, or at least I think I did. We'll listen to that later, and a big, big news coming out of the Phillies in this offseason, all coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. 215-592-9494 for the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel's giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass, courtesy of FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.